WildTalkRadio.com.
I have one question for everybody here tonight. Who wants to walk with Elias?
Yeah. Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Because when the hounds come down to this ring, you got two choices. You get out of our yard, or we beat your ass.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
I am talent. I am fame. I am music. I am the air you breathe. I am everything.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Don't let the music fool you. The show wasn't glorious. It was just, eh.
But Bobby Roode was glorious.
We'll go with that. This is the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented as always by GoWork.net and MBG Film. YouTube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sorokin. That is Lindsay Ward.
What's up? It's Monday night, and we're in merry old England. Well, I should say Raw was. We're not. I don't think we'd be awake if it was, because it's like...
First thing in the morning.
It's first thing in the morning over there. It's almost, it's like, what, 4 a.m. over there right now? 4:30, something like that. So, yeah. We're not in London, but WWE was tonight. And this, you're right, this wasn't a glorious show. It wasn't a terrible show.
The noteworthy things out of the show included Money in the Bank qualifiers, which included Bobby Roode beating Baron Corbin, and No Way Jose turned his spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match, which was fine.
Go Bobby.
Alexa Bliss earned her spot in the Money in the Bank ladder match
by
defeating Bayley and Mickie James. Fine match.
Very fine match. Very good match. I liked how Alexa and Mickie had issues there at the end, but Alexa was able to pick up the win.
Also on the show, it was made official from what happened at the NBC upfronts. It is Nia Jax versus Ronda Rousey for the Raw Women's Championship. They showed the video that they put out on social media. And yes, it was Ronda Rousey saying she doesn't deserve it. She hasn't earned it. But Nia offered the opportunity for a title match.
I liked how they did this. I'm very, very curious to see how this goes, because this could go either way, honestly, depending on what they're wanting to do and what the plan is for both ladies. So very, very curious to see how this all ends up. But yeah, it'll make Money in the Bank interesting for sure.
I can guarantee you Ronda Rousey wins the match.
Are you Paul Heyman now?
I didn't say the title. I said she'll win the match, because she can win the match and not the title.
So we're also doing a Money in the Bank preview, apparently.
I'm just throwing it out there. And there are a lot of people, you know, already going, oh my god, Ronda's, look at Ronda, second match, already getting a title match. But they're not saying, oh, she deserves the title match. She was given the title match by the champion. The story is perfect.
Yeah, the fact that you did have her say that she hasn't earned it was a nice little touch. But it's Nia wanting to take on the biggest threat. And honestly, the biggest threat in the Raw Women's Division is Ronda Rousey. And it's, okay, let's see where you stand. Let's see how good you really are, because, you know, right now it's all based on name and reputation. So if, you know, Nia gets in the ring with Ronda and Ronda really isn't anything, then Nia doesn't have a lot to worry about. If Ronda turns out to be a bigger threat than Nia thought, then, well, she may be in trouble. But this is, I think, an assessment. And adding the title to the mix is a way to sort of sweeten the pot, because it's like, well, okay, I'll give you a match, but I'm not going to put anything else up on my own. Well, there's no profit in that for Ronda. It's, well, why am I going to get a match with you if you're not going to put your title up? So for Nia to say, okay, all right, you're a threat, but I don't think you're that big of a threat, so I'm going to put my title up on the line to get you to come in and fight me. That's how this is going. And then Ronda acknowledging, hey, look, I haven't earned this, but yeah, I'll fight you. Why not?
I love Charlotte in the background encouraging her. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Right. Charlotte's like, come on, do the thing. Do the thing.
They set the table there of a Charlotte-Ronda friendship, which down the line will be played into a story.
Yep.
Also on the show, Sasha Banks, Natalya, and Ember Moon defeated the Riot Squad. Fine match.
Very fine match.
Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre took out Braun Strowman and Finn Balor. Wait, what?
I feel like Drew was really upset that he was not the tallest person in this match. Like, he was genuinely upset that Braun was bigger than him.
I mean, you know, that sort of happens, and the trophy had seen better days.
Yeah, the trophy, I think, got a little roughed up on the trip over, or they didn't get it polished in time. I'm not sure which, but yeah, the trophy was not as pristine as you would expect it to be. And, you know, somebody going through it also doesn't help it either, but totally not shiny.
Totally not shiny. I'm just going to say it, and I'll let you go. B team.
Oh my god, I love this so much. This makes me so happy. Okay, Bo and Curtis, they're adorable. Push them to the moon. Give them all the things. Please. Pretty please with sugar on top. I love this. Don't ruin it.
So they wanted a tag team title match. Kurt Angle told them no, but he gave them an opportunity. They've never won a match on Monday Night Raw, so they were given an opportunity to have a match. Their match was against Breezango. First things first, their t-shirt.
Okay, so they're now officially the B team, because B is for best. So they're the best team, but they're the B team, which is adorkable enough. But then these two idiots go out in the ring. They have made their own shirts that have a big B on them, drawn in Sharpie, and haphazardly covered, colored in. Like, they're just white shirts they found, and they just drew this on there, but they have their own merch, damn it. And somehow, some way, Bo Dallas pulls out a win on Breezango, which is not, you know, that hard, but it's like they actually manage a win on the show. Bo is shocked. Curtis is shocked. Curtis, like, tackle hugs Bo in the middle of the ring. They're celebrating. They're laughing. They're excited. It's like, oh my god, we won. We actually won. We did the thing. And we're gonna get a shot at the titles because we won. And then they immediately call out Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy, which was probably not the smartest idea, but they did it anyway. And then later in the night, they're observing backstage on the TV monitor, like you do, and they have their own little B team notepads where they're taking notes. And they had just drawn a B on the back of a notepad. I just can't with these two. It's adorable. They're such dorks.
They were observing that the leaders of worlds against the revival, the leaders of world, won with the kiss of deletion.
No.
Bray brought back his twirl.
You can't see it.
You can.
Not really.
You totally can.
He needs the lantern.
It happened. It's back. The twirl's back.
You know what? I'm not going to complain too much, because if we get more Bo Dallas Bray Wyatt matches with the idiot boyfriend and Curtis Axel thrown in, that's fine. I have no issue with that whatsoever. I just want Bo Dallas versus Bray Wyatt at some point. I just need that to happen in my life, because it's only ever happened one other time, and I need it. Like, I so need it. So if somebody could make that happen, that would be fantastic, which it may happen at Money in the Bank.
So Seth Rollins took on Kevin Owens for the Intercontinental Championship. Good match, as always. Seth Rollins retained. Kevin Owens was not happy about losing, and he wanted a rematch. Kurt told him no. Kevin's like, well, I'm going to call Stephanie. Kurt Angle's tired of the threats. And well, guess what? Kevin made a phone call and it went through, where he got into another match. The reason he got put into another match was one of those men got injured during the show, and that was a result of Roman Reigns. Roman Reigns opened up Monday Night Raw calling out Jinder Mahal. Kurt Angle accepted the call out instead of Jinder Mahal and said he made a mistake not putting Jinder in a match last week, so he puts him in the Money in the Bank qualifier tonight, and WWE management said there was no more opportunities for Money in the Bank for Roman Reigns and things like that. It's more, oh my god, Roman's being held back again by WWE management. It's so not believable. Want to know why? The typical UK crowd, as they call them, booed the entire thing. Every time Roman wanted something, they booed. Every time he was denied it, they cheered yes. So this typical UK crowd, aka every crowd in the world, booed Roman Reigns. Roman understood what happened, and well, he's going to do what he needs to do. So he went backstage, he found Jinder Mahal, they had a pull-apart brawl, they went back out onto the stage with a Superman punch, and there that went. And then later, Roman Reigns speared Jinder Mahal through a wall, in quotation.
They're getting really good at building fake walls. But, okay, so I'm going to say what I liked about this first before we go to what we didn't like. I did like that you had Roman get angry. I did like that you had him beat up Jinder Mahal backstage for costing him the match. Like, I did like that part of it because it's we're giving Roman emotional depth, which is one of my biggest issues with the Roman Reigns character, is that they don't really write him with any sort of emotional depth. That's the only way I can put it. Like, I hate to drop it so quickly next to each other, but that's the only phrase I got at this point. I mean, he just generally kind of has one mode, one reaction, one face. That's it. So having him get angry, having him show more of that is good. I really do like that. Now, him being held down by management, what the hell? Honestly, what the hell, y'all? He's like, what, a 3-time champion? He's won the Royal Rumble just in the past 5 months. He's gotten 2 title shots. Plus, he was in the Elimination Chamber. Plus, he was in the Royal Rumble match. He finished 2nd in the Royal Rumble behind somebody.
Behind Shinsuke.
So, I don't understand, and all of that was without any interference from management, so I don't understand how management is holding him back. Like, the only real argument is that management will not reverse the decision from the Greatest Royal Rumble and award him the title.
But he's still not being held back. They gave him an opportunity. He lost. Jinder Mahal's not out there working for management. Roman just got screwed by someone who's looking for the same opportunity. In fact, Jinder is being more affected by management than Roman Reigns is.
Yep. I mean, Roman can just kind of come in and do whatever he wants, whereas everybody else has to kind of play by the rules. So it doesn't hold much water with me. Like, I get it. I get what they're trying to do, but it's just, for Roman, it's not the right story to tell.
I have one quote that I need to mention from the Kurt's bit in the beginning. Thinking logically is best for business.
Oh, Kurt. Kurt, honey, there is no logic in WWE. That's not how this works.
I just like, that's a quote now. Thinking logically is best for business.
Like, I feel like if you're going to screw Roman Reigns over by an authority figure, you just need to go get Stephanie or Hunter. One of the two. If you're gonna do the management storyline with Roman, pretty much like what you did with Rollins after he split with the authority, and Bryan and Ambrose and a couple of the others, and I think actually Roman, they've done this before, then you need a McMahon, or you need someone in the McMahon family to do that, because Kurt Angle is a face GM. It doesn't really work with a face GM, so unless you're going to have Kurt go heel, you need someone to counterbalance Kurt and also to sort of hold Roman back. Because otherwise, it's just Roman making wild accusation with no real substance to it.
Now, can we address that fake wall, please?
Yes.
It was a fake wall. There was no other purpose other than it was a wall there for Roman Reigns to spear Jinder Mahal through. So for people out there who think, oh my god, that was a real wall for safety issues, no.
Wait, somebody's saying it's there for safety issues?
Yes.
No, dude, no, that was not there for safety issues. The medical area that they were in, you can see the black curtain of it when they go through the wall. Like, it's literally right next to it. They actually, that's probably the legit entrance to that area that they just walled it off so Roman could spear Jinder through it. Like, the training staff were right behind them, essentially hearing Samir screaming for help.
So yeah, there's all that, which then, before we get to our main event, Sami Zayn came out, and he talks about how he now has vertigo. He has a doctor's note talking about his having vertigo. He showed the interview with Bobby Lashley last week, talking about his sisters and everything, and Sami Zayn promises to expose Bobby Lashley as a fraud next week on Raw. He's going to find Bobby Lashley's sisters, because I think he found them on Facebook, bringing them to Monday Night Raw.
Do we have to? Do we really have to? Is that necessary?
Yes.
Can we leave the poor ladies alone?
Mm-hmm. We should, but we're not. But then we had Kevin Owens replace Jinder in the main event. As he called Stephanie and got his way, he took on Elias and Bobby Lashley. Kevin Owens is headed to Money in the Bank.
Go, Kevin. Go, Kevin. That should be fun. That'll make it really fun.
Yeah, so Money in the Bank is shaping up. Raw was okay, but, you know, we got time to get to Money in the Bank.
You know, it was what it was. They're right smack dab in the middle of a European tour. So I think it's they're not trying to overdo it, but they didn't try to underdo it either. It's just they're trying to, I think, conserve people. The show was a little more wrestling heavy than it normally is because it was a European crowd. So that's what they're wanting. But this was still a decent show.
But that'll do it for the Raw. Post-show, talk about a little bit about the Rack Extras.
Okay, y'all, so Timeless is at an end for the season, and the Royals is at an end for the season, and if you missed the reviews, well, you should totally go over to RackRadioShow.com and check them out, because there are some WTF moments in those shows that we have to talk about, and we did talk about, so you should listen to that. And also, our favorite show, Timeless, is on the bubble with NBC as we speak, so if you can hashtag save Timeless, hashtag renew Timeless, when you're talking about it on Twitters or any social media outlet, that would be greatly appreciated because, you know, Timeless is an awesome show and we have to see if Rufus is okay. I have to see if Rufus is okay. If you watch the show, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't, well, go watch the show and then go listen to the reviews because, again, awesome show.
Also, check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Raw, the first 25 years from DK Publishing, which will be available tomorrow.
It's an awesome book. You should check it out.
But Thursday Live is the Rack.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We actually get to have a discussion this week. Yay! So we don't know what that is yet, but we'll come up with it. Actually, I think we already did come up with it, but we'll talk about it. And we'll also have NXT SmackDown Tweet of the Week. All your favorites. It's The Rack Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And coming very soon, The Rack Extra Reviews. Total Bellas.
Boom, boom, boom. They're back.
Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Saturday night, midnight at CB Radio. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Go to creatorofgreatdebate.com. No Russell Talk Radio this Sunday. We're taking the week off, but they'll return in 2 weeks. We'll be back next Monday night for the Rob Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern at Wild Talk Radio and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsward, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you'd like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters.
Girlwork.net and MBGfilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the Rack, and right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.